Hi everybody, I hope you're doing very well. I wanted to share with you a kliyaka that I found absolutely fascinating that I saw this past week's parsha, and I couldn't hold back and not share. Especially because it's so relevant to the days that we're in right now. The kliyaka says that throughout the year, when a person does tshuva, it can only really be accepted if it's connected to the tzibur, to the community. That can mean a communal fast, communal awakening, some form of tshuva of the rabbin. But an individual on their own doesn't have the same guarantee that their tshuva is fully accepted. It's only accepted when, during Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Says the Kli Yakar that during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, these 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it's different. In these days, an individual's tshuva on its own is accepted. Hashem looks at every single person one by one and gives us that chance. And why is that? What's the pshat? Like, why should it simply be that way? Why should it be that for 355 days of the year, you're attached to the community, and yet on the other hand, when it comes to these 10 days, tshuva the yachid is accepted? I think we can say the following. We live in a society that pushes individualism to the extreme. But the Torah view is that we are part of a community. Our identity is tied up, not just who we are, but what we're connected with. And it defines who we are. And as much as one can convince themselves that they're not, ultimately we're part and parcel of a community itself. For 355 days of the year, that's the framework. That tshuva only works when bound to community. But during these 10 days, something changes. Hashem focuses on each one of us individually. Like we say in the Sana Toikif, all of us pass before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where we see him like mamash, he's looking at us like sheep under the shepherd's eye. Each one of us is seen and judged. And that can feel intense, but for some, the spotlight pushes us to rise higher. For others, it can feel a bit overwhelming. But the point isn't to shrink, and it's not meant to be frightening. It's meant to be empowering. This is our opportunity to stand before Hashem as Yechidim, and to show who we truly are, not because we're separate from the community, but because Hashem himself singles us out during these days. And he says to us almost like, Hashem, I want to hear your voice. I want to see your tshuva. I want to see and to see deeply your closeness. That's the gift of these days, a time of extraordinary opportunity to build a direct relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that can carry us out through the whole entire year. So in essence, the tshuva of the tshuva, the rabbim, the fact that we have 355 days, is really, in a sense, built on the 10 days of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, because we are standing out as individuals. We're stepping out of that line and saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to have a direct, close relationship with you. So Mamela, the 355 days, that's because, again, we live in a community, but not because there isn't a personal relationship with Hashem. That was built in the 10 days. The 355 days are in a hamshacha of the personal relationship that we've built. But we have to first build that relationship, and we can build that relationship. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I want that relationship with you. I want that relationship. And we wish you a lot of bracha v'atzlacha, all the best.